The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the third episode of Resilient Butterfly. For today's episode, we'll be discussing the power of noticing. I tried to make noticing sound a bit mysterious, but sorry, I'm making jokes with myself. I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day, whatever day of the week you are listening to this. So, as always, to start off the episode, here is the quote of the day. The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I Can Change, by Carl Roger, an American psychologist who was one of the founders of the humanistic approach to psychology. As always, let's take a moment to sit with this quote and interpret what it means to you. For me, this quote means that we have to discover all parts of ourselves, including our flaws, and accept what we are currently as a person in order to start change. I believe that if you're trying to seek out change, especially within yourself, you cannot be in denial of what it is that you're trying to change. So that's what I believe that Roger is alluding to in his quote, especially by beginning it with curious paradox. Because it's like, you have to accept yourself in order to change. So it's like you're trying to change, but first you need to accept who you are currently, and then you can change. I think a lot of dilemma that people have is they may not like where they are currently, and they're in denial of the current situation, and they're trying to jump towards the next step, which be to change. But how can you learn and, you know, process what you're changing if you can't accept it? So that's what I believe the meaning of this is. So, moving on to today's topic, the power of noticing. When you hear the word notice, you automatically know what the meaning of it is. To be aware, of course. And in the more technical sense, according to dictionary.com, notice is defined as the fact of observing or paying attention to something. Now, although noticing may seem simple, it can also be a powerful and complex thing. Noticing can be a part of your method of gaining awareness to your own thought process, and to help build an understanding of why certain situations become internalized the way that they do. And what I mean by internalized is when something happens, we take this time within ourselves to process that, and then comes out an emotion or a response. That's what I mean by internalizing it. So how we process it inside and then moving forward from that said action. So to provide an example of noticing, I wanted to talk about myself, of course. So I notice within myself, I tend to have series of self-doubt, particularly at the moment with my fitness goals. And to relate it to last week's topic about levels of consciousness, when I have self-doubt regarding achieving my fitness goals, I am, you know, a bit in security consciousness because I'm full of fear and I'm stuck on the things that aren't going right and just saying, I can't do this. What if it doesn't work out? Like, a lot of self-doubt is going on. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, especially when it comes to fitness stuff, because it's hard. You go to the gym, you have a good diet, and sometimes you're just not getting the results that you want. And it could really make you doubt yourself. So, in a very simple term, that's what I notice about myself. I notice that I have a lot of self-doubt, especially for my fitness goals. So, I have to fully acknowledge and notice that I'm having those self-doubt thoughts and emotions that come with it. And by noticing it, then I can proceed to change it. Kind of related to like today's quote. And noticing is just a tool where you can consciously be aware of what is happening within your own thought and those sorts of things. And the idea of noticing is related in a sense to this concept of mindfulness. And according to an article from the Greater Good magazine, which is published by UC Berkeley, and the article is titled, What is Mindfulness? Mindfulness is described as maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of our thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surroundings through gentle, nurturing lens. And I wanted to relate noticing to mindfulness because I believe when you get very in tune with learning how to notice, you, in a sense, are mindful. Because as the definition implies from the article, says maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of not only your thoughts, bodily sensations, and those that are going around you. So, noticing and mindfulness, two and two. To elaborate on it more, when you're being mindful, you're also not only observing what is going on externally, but also internally within inside yourself. And mindfulness and also noticing give you those tools to elaborate within what is going on within you. And if you can process and break down all those little things that are going on inside of you, then you can, as I was talking about in last week's episode, elevate your state of consciousness in a sense, because instead of, like for my example, where I was talking about self-doubt, instead of being stuck in those areas of self-doubt, you could be consciously aware and mindful that those are happening, and then make the conscious choice to change that thought process. And I say conscious choice because at the end of the day, isn't life all about choices? We choose to do things every single day, whether we feel like it's not a choice or not. For example, even though you feel like you have to go to work every day, you still make that choice to go. Just like how us students, we make the conscious choice to wake up every day, go to our classes, and fall into that pattern of what is a student, even though we don't really think that might be a choice, especially if it might be particularly a class you're not too entertained with, but you still make that conscious choice. And once you start to notice all those conscious choices that you make, it elevates your mindfulness. So I believe noticing is heightened through mindfulness. And that's why those two terms can coincide and I believe heavily relate to each other. Because how can you truly use noticing in a mindful and spiritually uplifting way if you are not also, as the word implies, mindful? I wanted to also elaborate on how noticing is a powerful tool to unlock the ability to perceive things as beautiful and to consciously experience love, which were those levels of consciousness 4 and 5, love, consciousness, and cornucopia. Bringing back to my self-doubt example, I could make the conscious choice to fully accept myself for where I am and be like, you know, this is my journey and I'm just going through the journey and I'm going to meet that end goal. As long as I put in the hard work, I'm exactly where I am meant to be. And you're finding that sense of inner peace within yourself, within the situation. But you first have to notice that you're going through those motions. So that's why I implore you to really elevate yourself with noticing. It's so simple, but it's something that you can do every day. And bringing back to how it is powerful is, I did talk a little bit about emotions and choices. So I believe we're really stuck in a pattern that people make us feel things. For example, you could say, oh, your friend John made you so upset today. He made you so upset. He did that to you. But if you could take a step back for just a moment and notice the situation, beware of what happened, how John's actions played out. You're making that choice to internalize the situation to make you upset. So what I'm trying to get at here is, through noticing, you can build awareness to how you internalize situations and realize that no one makes you upset. Through your internal processing and how you choose to do things, whether it's a conscious choice or an unconscious choice, we make the choices to have these emotional thoughts and to have them occur. So, to summarize it all, referring back to John, John's actions did make you feel upset, but emphasis on you. His actions reflected to you in a way where they made you upset. And by implementing the noticing part, you're noticing that that was your internal processing, that it made you upset. To which noticing could be used as a sense of finding inner peace. Maybe next time when John does something in particular, you don't have to choose to be upset, and you could be at peace with the situation and be like, you know what? John's just having a bad day. It's okay. And that is my preference for things to be done a certain way. And that is okay. So, that will conclude today's topic. And I really, really hope you guys enjoyed it. And on next week's episode, we will be discussing the love principles. I'm very, very excited. So I hope you guys are too. And until next time on Resilient Butterfly.